Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. government says Iran and Russia have taken specific actions to influence public opinion related to U.S. elections. As NPR's Miles Parks reports, the announcement comes after voters in Alaska and Florida reported receiving threatening emails related to voting.
The emails purported to come from the far-right extremist group, the Proud Boys. They threatened voters to change their voter registration and vote for Republicans. But national security officials now say the emails actually came from Iran, and they were meant to start polarization and to undermine confidence within America's elections. U.S. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe.
We are standing before you now to give you the confidence that we are on top of this and providing you with the most powerful weapon we have to combat these efforts, the truth.
It's unclear exactly how many voters across the country received the emails. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
As the presidential candidates prepare for their final debate in Nashville tomorrow, they appear to be preparing in different ways. Incumbent Donald Trump has apparently concluded preparation for his face-off with Democrat Joe Biden is less important than getting in some last-minute campaigning. Biden, for his part, has been doing prep work ahead of the event. The debate is being held in a city where coronavirus cases are on the rise and in a state embroiled in a debate over mask wearing. The debate will be held at Belmont University, which also hosted the 2008 debate between Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee will vote tomorrow to send Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination to the full Senate. But as NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, the panel's Democrats will boycott the vote.
Senate Democrats won't show because they say the process is illegitimate. Here's Judiciary Committee Democrat Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut.
This sham process is not normal. It's not right. The American people should see it for what it is.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Republicans are rushing to confirm Barrett to threaten the Affordable Care Act and breaking precedent by confirming her just as voters head to the ballot box. But Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says regardless of attendance, Republicans have the votes to send Barrett's nomination forward. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
With coronavirus cases rising in a number of states across the country, some hospitals are starting to buckle under the pressure. New highs in cases are being reported in states including Ohio and Idaho, and some areas are reporting record high hospitalization rates as well. With some resistance to the wearing of masks, state officials are hoping residents will do the right thing to slow the spread of the virus. The U.S., there are now 8.3 million confirmed coronavirus cases and more than 221,000 COVID-19 deaths. On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow was down 97 points. The Nasdaq fell 31 points. The S&P dropped 7 points today. This is NPR. The Trump administration is cracking down on Chinese media organizations in the U.S. It's a move likely to further already deteriorating ties between the world's two largest economies. The new measures announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo target six Chinese outlets. The administration has continued its criticism of China for its handling of the coronavirus pandemic, while also increasing pressure on Chinese interests in the U.S. That includes restricting the number of Chinese journalists allowed in the country. Tesla is reporting strong quarterly earnings numbers with record numbers of vehicle deliveries during a year that has been extraordinarily challenging for many automakers. More from NPR's Camila Domonoski.
Skeptics used to ask if Tesla could make any money selling electric cars. Now, Tesla reported a profit for the fifth quarter in a row, beating expectations on Wall Street. That's thanks to growing car sales and selling eco-friendly credits to other car makers that don't make as many electric cars as governments require them to. Making its cars cheaper continues to be a goal for the company, CEO Elon Musk told investors.
So we have to improve the affordability of our products so they are not out of reach of people. We want to bring them more in reach over time.
The company says it still believes it can hit its target of 500,000 vehicles this year, despite the challenges of the pandemic. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
With the electronic payments business exploding as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, J.P. Morgan Chase says it's launching its own version to lure small business owners increasingly relying on the technology. Bank says its new quick accept checking account will allow businesses to process card payments almost instantly. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.